When Simon pay base, then Soya Yevesha Oboy Bay Sifin. Soya Yevesha Kolkach. If Soya dried up, Sheim, and we're speaking about a shear of the dryness, Sheim Yizrekena, if we'll throw it up and it'll fall down, Tisporech, it'll crumble in small pieces. Harei Hi Ka'ofo. So then we say, the Soya changed from Soya to Ofo, now it crumbles up, and it loses the shame Soya. Umuta Likrois Kenegdo. So therefore, a person is permitted to say Dvorim Shebikdusha opposite this Tzoya. There shouldn't be a Reyacho. But Al Koponim, the way to test if it's Nifrach, if it crumbles or not, is by throwing it up, and we'll see if it crumbles when it falls down. V'yesh oimrim lehavi ka'ofa rak im nifreches ayidei glila beloy zrika. Others hold that that is not proof that it completely changed into ofa, but when you roll it, so the rolling, it seems, is a smaller oifen of crumbling it. And if it crumbles through Galila, that is a simen that it completely dried up, that it is now offer, and v'chein ikka. So the Ramah paskins that the way of testing the tzoya is not through zrike, only through Galila. Well, I mean, it matters which, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, it seems, so it's a shaila. How we test it? We test it. Could be. If a chayin mefes a group, so that means that there's less pressure on the tzoya and it still crumbles. Tisporech v'davke lepruchim dakim. Into small particles. Avalishnayim ushloisha loimahani. But if it only breaks up into two or three pieces, so that is not the shear that I say it became off of, it became, it loses the shame tzoya. We may hakoya, what is the halacha when it's freezing outside? Shatsoya nikreshes habe, so the tzoya gets very hard. Ke'evin, it's like a stone. V'gam ein megia oz mimeno shum sichi. So at the present time, it does not have the tzure, what tzoya has. Now it's different than, it's not tzoya. It's hard like a stone. So it's considered like a different entity. So what halacha does it have now? Nistapik ha-mogen avroim, ishori likrois kenegdo. So the mogen avroim is a sofik. Now what are the tzodei asofik? The tzodei asofik are as follows. Ibosa hashto azlina. Do we cheshben what it is now? Now it's hard like a stone. So it doesn't have the tzura of tzoya. Tzoya is not hard like a stone. Tzoya is the softness, it's pliable. So, but now it's hard like a stone. So now, since it doesn't have the characteristics of tzoya, so it should be mutter now. Or yadayin shem tzoya aleho, kimin sheyachayla lachze lekadmusa bizman achayim. That means, do you say Ba'asher Usham, and you look what it is now, or do you say, since it did not lose forever the Shem Tzoya, that means in this matzah, it doesn't have the characteristics of Tzoya, it's hard as a rock, but when it'll get warm, it will go back to the form of Tzoya, so it could be, so we don't say that it lost the Shem Tzoya, even though now it is hard as a rock. V'achroinim is sosa sofik in the Mogen Avraham. V'achoynim iskimu kulam bozeh le'isal. The achoynim amachma, and they say, "Fakelt, this atzad that this is worse than this is worse than nifrach. Nifrach is taket. It's not say anymore. Here, it didn't lose the shame tzoy because it can readily become tzoy again. So it's irrelevant that now it doesn't have the characteristics of tzoy." V'chaynim iskimu kulam bozeh le'isal. So we're machna. V'av b'disav emele. So one is not permitted to be teire krishma. So one shouldn't. V'av b'diyeved im koro. Tzorich lazer v'likreis krishma. So that means misofik. There's a sofik over here. That means there is a tzad to say that you do reckon with what it is now, and now it's an evan. But the zikha, it's hard to say that you don't reckon with what it is now. You look, since it still has in itself the potential of becoming tzayalacha, so it could be yamachma. So if we'll ask a shayla, am I permitted to lain krishma kenegdo? So we'll say, sofik v'raisa l'chumre. And Yizicha not allowed. That's the first halacha. V'achoynim iskimu kulam bezeh le'isa. You're not allowed to lain krishma now because there's a sofik. V'av b'diyeved im koro, and afilu he lain krishma, toich lachzor v'likreis krishma. So he should lain over again. It's a sofik d'yeraise v'yu yoytze. So we say Sofik Diraisa Lechumre, and we tell him to lean over Krishma, because there's a Sofik, it could be you weren't Yotze. That Ulis Paulo Beteiras Nedovet. Now, when it comes to Shemaina Esrei, there we cannot say Sofik Lechumre, because if he was Yotze, so it's a Baruch Levatole. So therefore, we tell him, but there's a tzad he wasn't yotze, so he should daven over again and make a tanai. If I was not yotze, so I want the Shemein Esrei should be l'shem choyvo. If I was yotze, then I want it should be b'toyres nedove. That's this din of tzoyo shenikrash. Now we'll go to a second din. V'matzoyo tachas mayim kerushim. What a second din. We hear the din that even though there's a din v'kisiso es teosecho, tzoyo ba'ashoshis is mutter, one is permitted to lain krishma, because it's covered. But we heard before that water is not considered a covering. A proper covering, you have a glass covering, a shoshes, that's called a covering. Water is not called a covering. But what is if it is under ice, mayim krushim, efshel dahavi kisui. So could be ice is different. And so we look at the present time, it's covered, efshel dahavi kisui. Aval gav the mayim loy mahani, even though water, a covering of water is not considered a kisi, mikol mokim gela dukfoil, or ice, or hail, yesh loy medavi bechlau vechisiso, vechashoshis domi, ubosa hashto azlinen. So it could be, and at the present time, it is covered taket. Now it's covered. They're just like say about shoshes, I'll take off the cover later. So it does not affect what it is now. And now at the present time, the tzoya is covered. So it could be it's good. Frozen water. The tzoya shel iskase b'sheleg, if it's mamish, it's snow, choshev kisui kol kamish le'nimcha sheleg. Sheleg is zicha better. And Shalag is considered mamish a covering. Now, I think because I mean, water is still see-through. Maybe you don't see through so good, but it's Shelag, it seems, is another entity in Ganzen. That's right. That's right. But it seems it's frozen water could be as Shelag, it seems, as Mamish, a different entity. It could be. I mean, I don't know exactly if the word Gush will help us. I mean, ice is also a double Gush. I don't know, Reisnishkwa, but Kaponim, the Shelag, it seems, is a better Kisui than frozen water. Now, because of the Sefer Shulchan Shloimeh, to who adin neged meiraglayim krushim gam ken yesh lahachmer shloi likhois negda. Now, I didn't see the Sefer Shulchan Shloimeh inside, but let us think what the study hasafik could be. If you have meiraglayim that is frozen, so at the present time, it's not a liquid. It's not meiraglayim. So just like we had before tzoya that is now not soft, it's like an oven. So we had a svara to say that it's mutter because it's not tzoya. So lechayre meiraglayim krushim also should have the same thing. Gam ken yesh lachma, because we said by tzoya that was nikrash, we said even though this asvara, maybe you look at the tzoya at the present time. In the present time, the tzoya is not tzoya; it's an oven. But since it is capable of becoming to return to the form of tzoya, so we say, so it never lost the shame tzoya, even though now, in the matzav that it is now with his heart as a box. So it was a suffix, and he said, the achroinim hold. It's also, one is not permitted to say, adavo shebekdusha, by tzoya that his heart is a rock. So l'choyre, that's shot in the shulchan shloimeh. So we have the same thing by meiraglayim. At the present time, it's not a liquid. At the present time, it's a solid. So at the present time, it's lost the shame meiraglayim. But it can return to the matzav of meiraglayim. So yesh lahachmer shloi likrois negdom. So one should be machmer. So that is just like we're machmer by tzoya, we're machmer by meiraglayim. V'tzorich iyun bozeh. Then he says, maybe you're not machmer. So l'chayre, the reason is because meiraglayim is a darabonon. So he gives a reason there was. Oh, so that's it. So l'chayre is a darabonon. So by a darabonon you say sofik darabonon l'hoku. V'tzorich iyun bozeh. So what's the shaila? But it could be, that means I have a suffix that something that's transformed through freezing into another object, but it is capable of returning to the previous matzav. What halacha is there? So it could be, that's a abstract suffix. It's nageya tzoya, it's nageya meiraglayim. So it could be you can't make it into two different tzveikis. And I'll say, well, by tzoya, I'll be machmer, by meiraglayim, I'll be meikel. I mean, the suffix is a suffix ba'etzem. It's nageya yisuri deraisen, yisuri derabonim. So could be we do not say that, well, and the rabbonim the kishayla will be meikel. Because it's one big shaila, which is negeya, the raisis and the rabbonim. Or maybe not. Maybe you do say suffix the rabbonim lahoko. So kaponim, so is a tzorachin, what the din is by meraglayim shenikrishu. Siv beis, meraglayim shenivlu bekarke. What happens if meraglayim became nivlu, swallowed in the karke? It's not bad. You don't see a puddle. it's in the karke, or we'll see in the mishbuhu adin if it's in a beged. Im hoyu martivin hayad. Now, if I'll take my finger and touch it, so my finger will get wet. Also, likra is kenegdom, so it's considered I have meraglayim here. And it's also ago, v'yesh oimrim deinei also, rak betefeyach amanas latviyach. That it has to have so much moisture in it, that if I would put my finger to this mega, to this karke, and I would get my finger wet, and I touch something else, that other thing would also get wet, v'tefeyach amanas latviyach, then it's considered I have meraglayim, and then it's also. But if there's not so much meraglayim, it can wet my finger, but my finger will not be able to transport this lachluchis, this wetness to something else. So that's called, it's dried up already. V'yesh lismech al zeh, and the Ramah is meiko. The Ramah says, so the holiness is only if it's teveyach hamanas latviyach. Zakta Mishnah Berurah bekarke, it got absorbed in the karke, or in the beged, or in the beged. Latfiach, Perish Shimeniach Yodai Aleihem, if he puts his finger on top of this wet beged, Malo Leiches Bo, so he can draw out enough moisture. Shim yanichena al davar acher, if he'll put his finger on something else, mikabu mimena leches, that thing will also get wet, then it's called that there's enough lachluchis of meraglaim tasa. Vimeinam lachim kol kach muta. V'yesh lismaych al ze, v'chein askomas kol achoyne. We make a like the Zemor, the davke tayfeyach amenas latviyach, vaoz boi achoke mehem daladames, and then if it's tayfeyach amenas latviyach, so the din is a meraglayim, you have to be marchik midarabonon daladames k'may mitzoya. Umikom vokim, but there's a kula by this, kivin, she'enom boen. But since this meraglaim is not ben, you don't have a puddle of meraglaim. Rak shebluyim, it's absorbed in the karka oibe beged. So it's sefeyach amenas latviyach, so the din is you have to be machik. But we had before, there are kulis by meraglaim, if you pour water on it, so you could be mevatel the meraglaim. So we had before halacha that from one hatola of meraglayim, one can be mevatel with a revius of mayim, even though the revius is less than the meraglayim. But over here, there's a kula kimin she'enom ben. Since the meraglayim over here is not ben, rak shebluyim bakalke bebeged, and so lishpoich aleim revius. So here you don't have to pour a revius because you don't have meraglayim ben. Lekula alme elo dai sheyovi aleim rak maat min hamaat mayim shein bem gam ken rak tefeyach hamanas latviach bishori. That means since the whole meraglayim is only a meraglayim that is Tefeyach amenas latviyach, you don't have meraglayim ben. So if I will take water, which is the same amount of liquid, which will only make it tefeyach amenas latviyach, so this will be sufficient to be mevatel the meraglayim. And this thing is brought down in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, let's say there was somehow a beged got dirty with meraglayim, so a person could wash his hands with water and then dry them in the beged, and the drying, which is enough to be mevatel, the meraglayim in the beged. Al kaponim, this is the din by meraglayim. Simin Pei Gimel, Dinei Beis HaKisei, B'Kriya Shema. Now, I think the Beis HaKisei, Bizman Chazal, was as follows. There was a Beis Moishov. They built like a place that a person sat on. And underneath, there was, they dug out karka underneath it. And the tzoya fell into the cholol, into the empty space, which was underneath the karka, underneath where the base moishav could be. It spread out. They made a big cholol. And that was a base akisei. So a base akisei in Yesod, we will see later, was a place where tzoya was stored. I mean, that was a beis hakisei, that was a mokim, that people used to be oisei tzolcheim shom, and the tzoya used to remain there. And that's called a beis hakisei. Now, so the Mechaber says, also likrois keneged beis hakisei yoshom. That means we had a mokim that was used for a beis hakisei, afilu pinu mimenu hatzoya. Afilu, they removed all the tzoya. So now we have in this Beis HaKisei, we have a pit, a groove that the tzoya fell in. And so now they cleaned out this Beis HaKisei. They cleaned out the area, and now they took out all the tzoya and they cleaned it out. It's 100% clean. So this mokim, we'll see Mishnah Brura, is also min ha-Torah. That means a mokim that got a shem beis akisei. So such a mokim is the opposite of machnecha kodesh. So memele, so this takes away the kedushas ha-machne. So even though at the present time there is no tzoya in the cholo, it was cleaned out completely, but it doesn't lose the shame beis hakisei. This area was nisyached to be a mokim to store tzoya. So this mokim is a contradictory to machnecha kodesh, and there's an issa de yoyreise to say adovo shebekdusha kenegdoi. Now let us see the Mishnah Brura. So if either it's opposite or it's behind them, then it'll be the shir. We'll see the Rotsalema. Lefonov kimeloi einov. So if it's in front of him and he can see kimeloi einov, this area, ulachnov daladamai. So that means he's facing it or it's behind him, but it's kenegdoi. What is the same din of tzoya, even though there's no tzoya here anymore? A beis hakisei is a din of tzoya. V'im yesh shom reyacha, there's a reyacha, then tzoyach da'od amis mimokim shekolo reyach. That means if the earth gives out a reyacha, even though the tzoya was taken away, so but the etzem mokim is a din of tzoya, and there's a reyacha from this mokim, so you have to be machik. Daladam is from where the reyach ends. Pinu mimenu, even now they took out all the tzoya, and it's clean. V'isuroi min ha-toyre. So the Mishnah Brura says this is also min ha-toyre. Why? Pivin shezeh ha-mokim mikvar darkoi liyois boi tzoya. This is a mokim that it was oimed that tzoya should be there. This should be a mokim for holding tzoya. Ein ze machanecho kodesh. So it's not a kodesh tika machane. Al kein im nistapik lo imu beis hakisei yoshon oi chodosh. So let's say now he passed by. Let's say there was this area in the karka that there was this ditch in the karka, and that was clean. And he has a sofik, there's no reyach, And he has a suffix, was this, is this a base, a kise chodosh? That means a person dug this out with an intent to make it a base a kise, but at the present time, he didn't do anything. Or this was an old base a kise, and it was cleaned out. And he has no way of figuring this out. So it's a suffix de reise. Ozrine lechumre kedin kol sofik tzoye leel besimen ayin bo siv zayin. God the Bir Haloche brings down a Nebuchashrek lechishayla. He brings down a shayla people used to have in their backyards. They used to have a basic, he said. And when it came Sukkot time, so they used to clean out the area, made it spotless clean. Perhaps they filled up this furrow with dirt. And now they made the sukkah there. They made the sukkah in the yard, al kaponim. Or they made the sukkah in the place where the Beis HaKisei was. So the Bir Haloche is Moira, so how will that help the situation? This is a shrek. You have a Beis HaKisei d'oraisa, and now you're building, you cleaned it out, gevaldik, which is still awesome in that Torah. So how can you make brochas in the sukkah? But it's still the same place. It's not mevatel. It seems it's not mevatel. That alone is not mevatel. So he says, so he brings down from the Ponim Meiris, that if he built in that place a sukkah, so now it's lost before there was no building whatsoever. And now now this mocking became a building, so that's Nekar Shem Beis HaKisei Mimenu, that's Amodik Echidish, and that alone is called, even though in a week it's going to be back a Beis HaKisei, it will help. This alone will help if you are oikir the shame base hakis. When he brings upon him, he hears that this will help. Al kaponim. Now let's go a little further. The yirali. So lechayre the mechaber was speaking about. You had a base moshe where one sat on, and underneath this base moshe there was a ditch where the tzoya went in. So this mokim is called a Beis HaKisei, even though there's no reyach and it's clean. The Yireli, Zokta Mechaber, the Heinuk She'ein Loi Mechitzeis, that there are no walls surrounding this area. Avolim Yesh Loi Mechitzeis. But what if there's a wall surrounding this whole area? Avapi She'yesh Boitzoya, even though it didn't clean it out. There's tzoya still in the ditch, and there's a wall around it. So as long as there's a wall around it, so the wall is blocking between the kaira and the Beis HaKisei. So there's no problem. So if there's no reyacha, so then there's no problem. He says, till now we weren't concerned about the reyacha. We were only concerned about the mokim as a shame Beis HaKisei. A mokim is a shame tzoya, which is awesome in HaTorah. So it's irrelevant, is there a reyach, is there not a reyach. But he says, the minute, if there's a mechitza around this area, so the mechitza is mavdil, Bein ha-koyre, bein ha-beis ha-kisei. So there's no reich. Now, she'ein lo mechitzis. When is this halacha applicable that even you cleaned it out? K'may ha-koyre, ha-geder, ha-koyre, ha-bottom. This was in back of the houses. There was an area. It was a large area. And there was a beis moish over there. And there he was, the ois ha-tzrocha. Even shaderech li ponei sham. So that's the case, the first case in Shulchan Aruch. This was a case where a person was oisetzrochav, nikra beis hakisei yosham. as long as the derech is to do that. Ray Rayim Elsim and Membeisha Kosu Shamapashmid in Dalke Tomit Lotsa Philim Basuda also Lishtamish Baitash Meshacher Kilo Azman. He says you don't have to be Mazman it for Baisak. He says if actions speak louder than words, that means if I use this mokim, Lasso Isrochov, so Mamewa has a din Baisak. That's if there's no Mechitzis. But if there's Mechitzis, so then the Mechaber says, then there's no problem. Mechitzot nire da'ayri b'megiyot la'oretz. You have to have that these mechitzot, that means you have a mechitzot. So if you have a mechitzot that's three tvochim or more higher than the ground, so that's called a mechitzot tluya, that means the Beis HaKisa is here, the mechitzot is here. So that tzicha will not help to consider that we have a mechitza that's mabdu between the Beis HaKisa and the Koyre. But if the mechitza reaches the ground, or it's less than three tvachim from the ground, so I'll say lavud, so then we consider I have a mechitza that's mabdu between the Beis HaKisa and the Koyre, and then you're allowed to learn Krishna. Nire da ayri b'magiyis loretz v'yal koponim at poches m'shloisha tvochim somach loretz, or at least there's less than three tvochim, tamrinen lovot, di lav hochi, but if it's three tvochim or more, also das rafaygoin, it's rafaygoin holds you need a proper mechitza, move it by shayser, simen peizayin ayin shav. Okay. Ein magiyah, but that means if the reyach does not reach it, so then it's what we magia reyach osar at sheyalchik ba'odames mimokim shekolo reyach. But if he is meriach, so if he's further away. That means that so the reyach is an extension of the tzoya. So wherever the reyach ends, then I will have another four amis, and then will be mutter. Because the whole problem is the reyach is only that I smell it, and that is no din below yeno. And that what I see, there's a mechitz in front of me. So four amis will be sufficient. If I got four amis from where the reich ends, that will be sufficient. Vida. So now we'll start explaining these mechitzas. What mechitzas are we speaking about? Vida. Vida sa mechaber lahater afilo b'mechitza she'en gevoyeis hasora. The mechaber held that as long as there's a mechitza that's being mavdul from that reshus, I don't see the base moisha where he sits on. It doesn't give me a mechitza asore. As long as that is mavdul from the koire, so that the base yosef holds that is sufficient. Kedisa be base yosef. So we have one day that even the mechitza, it has to be down to the ground, but the mechitza, as long as it's high enough that from I can't see the Beis HaKisa because of this mechitza, that's sufficient. All the achoinim disagree with the mechaber, and if it doesn't have 10 tvachim, it's no good. But what if the mechitza is 10 tvachim tall? Yesh min achroinim sheshchevrim kivosai. So then it's good. Then they agree with the mechaber. As long as I have a mechitza that's mavdol between the koirei and the Beis HaKisa, so it's mutter. V'halbei min achroinim shechilkim gam bozer. But there are many achroinim which disagree with the machaba afilu if it's 10 tefachim Torah. What we'll talk about today soon. V'taimam, the Svira Lohu, the Kivin, the Mechitzois, Meyuchodois, Lekabel Tzoya. Since the Mechitzis are Meyuchid Lekabel Tzoya, K'moy Tzoya Dainin En Loi, so we consider the Mechitzis Ki'ilu, they're also Tzoya, Uchigrav Shal Reyi, Lekamon Besimen Peisayim, Tafilayim Bereyacha, V'chein, now let us explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying now. Now, there's a machloikis between the Chazon Ish and other Chayim de Shevet Halevi. What is the svara of the machmirim? The Chazon Ish says that the Machmirim were only speaking about as follows. You had a base Moishav where a person was Eisitz Chochav, then you had a furrow that the Tzoya fell in, and then you had a Mechitza surrounding this area. So the Chazon Ish says we're speaking about that the way things were done, the Tzoya touched the walls of the Mechitza also. That means the Tzoya spread out, and the Tzoya could touch the walls of the Mechitza. So then the Chazon Ish says, so then we look at the walls as a grav shorei. That means if you have a receptacle that's oimet to hold Tzoya, so the receptacle is also, even though you cleaned it out. So that's how the Chazon Ish wants to say pshat. So here, this all the mechitzas around it, since the Tzoya touches them, so memelza like a grav shorei, and then the Chazon Ish starts going into what the mechitzas is made out of. It. It's made out of glass. It's not beleya. So grav shorei would also be muta. That's how the Chazon Ish learns pshat. The Shevet Halevi tain is that roiv achayim do not learn pshat like this. It's irrelevant if it's touching the Tzoya, if it's not touching the Tzoya. But if the purpose of the Mechitza was that this should be a Mechitza of a Beis HaKisei, so a Mechitza of a Beis HaKisei is a din, just like a Grav Shel Rei, which there it's made to hold the Tzoya. So you're not allowed to say a Dovah Shebetusha Kenegdoi. A mechitza of a beis hakisei has a din of a beis hakisei, and since that's the purpose, even though it never gets dirty, it's also also. We'll have to stop here. Okay. Our toilet, you're allowed to, for many reasons. We'll have later, if the whole issue is, one of the reasons, of course, was made specifically for a beis hakisei. Yes, so Memeir, but if it was a wall also for a room of my house, so Memeir, it wasn't made specifically for a Beis HaKisei, so then it'll be Mutter. The portable Beis HaKisei is a Shaila. The portable Beis HaKisei could be there they store it, and it was made specifically for this, but others say that if it has a few layers, it's not one piece of plastic, a few layers, there's a wall inside, a wall outside. So then that's not called, so the inside wall is a mechitzah basically. What? Yeah, the outside wall, if it's like separate walls, that'll be mutter.
So I'm allowed to make a tefillah at the toilet today?
The tefillah in the toilet today, this is another shailing, and that's what we'll be talking later.